Illumination. Yoga is achieved by developing full mastery over mind and emotions. Illumination. Yoga is achieved by developing full mastery over mind and emotions. Yoga implies the ability to control your mind and your will to a purpose until you achieve it. It implies the ability to control your mind and will to a purpose until you have achieved it. Are you ready to control your mind and your will until you achieve whatever purpose you have for yourself in life? Yoga is something that many people have practiced and many people study and learn and many people think is quite exciting. And indeed, it is quite exciting. But really, it is only a toy. It's just a toy that we all experience to some degree in our life. Now, how do you experience that toy? To what degree do you experience the toy of yoga in your life? Now, there will be a lot of people who say, hey, yoga is not a toy. Yoga is not a toy. Well, children play with toys because they are exciting and wonderful. People play with toys because they are fun. You play with toys because they are good. They do things that you want to do. They are enjoyable. Are you ready to play with toys? Are you ready to have them be your wonderful things? We have our computers, and we have the games on our computers. And as we play the toys, the games on the computer, we are building up a skill. We're building up a magical ability to use the computer to a deeper, fuller, more wonderful way. And toys teach us how to build skills all of our life. All of our life. As children, we play with toys, and then as adults, we play with, as we say, the real thing. And the toys, I assure you, are the real thing, because they teach us to accomplish it, to gain control of the toy with our mind and our will, to a purpose of winning the game, until we have achieved what the purpose of the toy is, what the purpose of any activity in our life is. Yoga, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, is achieved by developing full mastery over mind and emotions. We have the idea that our mind is so tremendously important. And truly, it's not our mind, but our brain. Because we are there's only one mind, and that's the universal mind. But our brain uses the wisdom of that universal mind in doing all the things that we do and in accomplishing all the goals that we want to accomplish. Well, yoga is a training activity of a game that it's a school. It's something that people learn to do to gain mastery over their thought, mind, thinking, brain, and their emotions. That's their physical body. The brain, too, is a physical body. Now, how do we gain mastery over our brain and our emotions? How do we do that? That seems to be a little difficult, a little distant from who and what we are. Well, you start with what's going on in your thought system. Are you thinking happy thoughts? Are you thinking successful thoughts? Are you thinking thoughts that tell you everything you do is good and very good? Are you thinking those thoughts? Are you thinking the thoughts that say you are a positive, magnificent person? Are you thinking thoughts that say you are wise, you are intelligent, you are good? Are you thinking thoughts that reveal to you all of the joy and all of the magic and all of the wonder that life has? You take control of your thoughts and You can take control of what your thoughts pretend to want to you to do, what purpose they have, until you have that achieved. That's what affirmations are for. Affirmations are taking control of our thought. Affirmations are taking control of our willpower. Affirmations are taking control of our mind and our emotions. Because our emotions want to run away with us so often. Our emotions want to say, oh, this is not good, that is not good, this is not happy, that's not happy. I feel so sad, so bad, I feel hurt. And the moment you empower your emotions to run your world and to run your life, and you have truly a very sad life indeed. But when your emotions are emotions of joy, emotions of enthusiasm, emotions of confidence in yourself and a belief in what you can and do all the time, then they are a benefit to you. We want to always have our mind, our brain, our thinking, and our emotions be of benefit to us. We want to have always whatever we have in our attitudes, in our thought, be a positive, wonderful, uplifting attitude, thought that is going to do something good for us, do something wonderful for us. We watch the yogas and they sit in their various postures and they sit in the lotus position and other things that seem to be rather difficult to do. And we say, wow, what all are they doing that for? Why are they doing that? Well, they're doing it because they're training their body to just flow with whatever the thought is that they have in their mind. They're training themselves to not be limited by what their body says it can or cannot do. And with a little practice, they begin to practice the lotus position of the yoga, and as they practice this, it becomes simpler and simpler and simpler until all of a sudden they say, gee, that's not anything at all. That's no problem at all. And we look at them and we say, why do they go through all that work and all that torture to themselves to learn to sit like that? Well, what they're doing is they're training their mind. They're training their mind for full mastery of the mind and the emotions, for full mastery of their body, for full mastery of themselves. And as the yoga is achieved by developing full mastery of the mind and the emotions, it reveals that the ability to control our mind and our emotions for a purpose until we have achieved it is just a matter of training, a matter of self-discipline, a matter of self-direction of where we are going, what we want, what we're trying to accomplish. Oh, we say these affirmations about ourselves. The yogas, they say affirmations too. But we say these affirmations about ourselves. And what are these affirmations about? These affirmations are about the idea that we are whole and perfect now, that we are wonderful now, that we are accomplished now, that we use our mental faculties to their highest and best, that we use all the genius in us, all the magic in us, all the mental powers that we have, we use them purposefully to accomplish our good and our goal. Now, the yoga doesn't necessarily spend a lot of time on saying he's whole and perfect. He just says that this is the temple of the living God. He is in his ideal temple, and his temple is whole and perfect. Yes, that way he does. But his first affirmation is not to go after physical changes in his world. He goes after mental changes. And the mental changes are where he likes himself. He delights in himself. And he says, I am ideal wholeness. Yes, I am ideal wholeness. I like me. I am happy. I am fulfilled. My world is filled with all the joy that I could ever desire. And he doesn't call forth a car or health. He doesn't call forth wealth and friendship. He calls forth his own inner ability to be the ideal being he is. And as he calls it forth, so he is. His needs are scant because he has everything. He has everything and he has it now. You and I, we have everything and we have it now. We have learned the gift of yoga, and we found that it is achieved by developing mastery over mind and emotions. And we do that every moment of our life. Because as we do that, every moment of our life, all the things that we could ever desire, all the dreams we could ever want, are fulfilled every moment we live. And we don't ask for it, we are it. We know it, and we delight in it. For it is who and what we are, and it is wonderful. Enter into yoga, if you wish. Enter into any activity that says you are master of your mind, your body, your emotions, and your affairs. And all of life will reveal that it is true. That is exactly who you are. I love you. Have a good day.